Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here from Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this eight-part series, Jill and I talk about what to do when the sellers begin to start calling you back based on the offers that you sent them in their mail to buy their property. In this episode, it's 8 of 8. It was an eight-part series. It's the last one. Jill's pretty happy about that, I think. I'm not too disappointed either.
Yeah.
It's called The Seller Called Back on My Offer. Now let's close the deal.
Right.
Jill, good show today. It's the final episode, final edition of, you know, what to do when a seller actually calls you back.
Right.
Before we get right to it, let's take a question from a caller like we usually do.
Okay. Angel from Orlando called in and asked, I'm 19, in college, and would like to purchase my first property in a few years.
Yeah.
Right.
God, I wish I started this in 19.
Right. Oh my goodness. You're already on the right track, Angel. Is there any advice or tips that I can be given to gain knowledge and better prepare myself as a real estate investor in the future?
I love this question.
Great question.
I answer this question in bigger pockets personally all the time, or a different version of this question, probably 5 times a week-ish, maybe more. Yeah. I bet even more. So I'm pretty qualified, I think, to answer it. Then here's the answer. It's a three-step process. Education. Number two, experience. Get some experience from somebody who's got a ton of experience already and who appreciates the fact that you're there. And then number three, do some deals on your own, or better yet, do some deals with a person where you got all this experience from, and then ultimately do some deals on your own like Jill and I do every single day.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple stuff. What I see in real estate, for some reason, I don't know why, is everybody thinks step one is to find a piece of property. And so they don't get any education. They don't really reach out like you are correctly doing here, Angel. Reach out to somebody who's got some experience and say, hey, what's the best way to do this? Because I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to go find a house. And then, you know, I see a lot of people go find a house. I'm not sure why houses are the first place they look. Find a house. And then they try to, in their head, make the deal work instead of really sending a million. What we do is send a tremendous amount of offers out for well below retail value and then let the sellers come find you.
Exactly.
And then it's like, man, I'm running all the way to the bank saying, I hope the seller doesn't change their mind.
Right.
Because it's such a good deal. Right. Instead of the other way around, where you go out and find the deal, and then you kind of sit there and convince yourself over and over again that it's a good deal. If you don't think that it's a great deal, like you're jumping around great,
right?
Don't get involved in it. But please get educated first. You'll learn all that stuff through education. Then you can look at some real estate as part of number two.
Well, did you say you did say align yourself with somebody, right? Was there like mentor or something in there? Because it, you know,
mentor means a lot to different people,
right?
So,
well, and you know what I'm going with that. It's like, it's helpful if you are aligned with someone who has some transactions who can help you with some, you know.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people on late night TV that say they're going to help you for $50,000 or $80,000 or $100,000, you know, and that's not the direction that I would take. We have a lot of members in our community who went that route, and they're with us now, I think probably for long term, hopefully for life.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just not a lot of BS that, you know, it's not a lot of BS, Jill.
Yeah.
We pretty much tell it like it is, and probably have a lot less members because of that. And I don't like to sit around and talk about how much money I have or how much money I've made. What I would rather say is we've done almost 16,000 transactions.
True.
And I'm not going to do the math for you. Well, yeah. We've done a lot of deals, and I think we're qualified to answer these questions and have this show and...
Yeah,
and I personally think we really have no business being in front of a camera. I wouldn't want to look at me, but if that's that's why Jill's in front.
What the heck?
That's why Jill's in front.
That's
right
why we're sitting.
I'm sitting in the back with black on, and Jill's up in front smiling. That's the way it should be.
You know what we should do? We should have a big potted plant, right? Which, right here. That would be so
fun. I should be wearing like a Cookie Monster uniform.
That would be awesome. Oh my goodness. There we go. The man behind the mask. Who is he? I don't know. Hey, well, let's get you a Zorro mask or something. That's a just
No, that's even still too much, Steve.
That'd be so funny. Or what if we just churn you and just see the back of your head?
That's good too. I'll do the whole show like this. Yeah. That's fun. My voice isn't any different.
Oh, that would be so funny. Oh, that would be great. So I gotta say, I just that over the years, dear Stephen has really had to get over this whole transparency thing, you know.
If somebody told me a few years ago that we would have a company called Land Academy and we would give away all of our secrets and tell everybody everything about how to do this business, I would have said, that's really a funny, funny story.
Right. Yeah, not going to happen.
No, it's the greatest thing ever.
And here we are.
Because we're doing a ton of deals with our members. Mm-hmm. We're doing a deal right now with one of our members, one of our original members.
Yep.
Where we were both clear at, I'm guessing, but it's very close to probably 50,000 each, mm-hmm. each party. Yeah. Jill and I, and then anyway, it doesn't. Oh, see, I wasn't going to talk about numbers.
I know. Here you are.
Let's wrap this.
These numbers are okay. When you get into age numbers, that's bad. Don't bring up age. Right. Thank you. Good. Okay.
So let's talk about the topic. It's for better or for worse. I think it's for better. This is episode 8 of 8, and the whole series has been. The sellers are calling you back because you sent us a bunch of offers out. What do you do?
Right.
And this one is, how do you get the deal closed?
Yeah.
So the guy calls you back, says, heck yes, I'll accept your price. Yeah, I like your terms. I like the time frame. The whole thing's good. I signed the deal. Now what do we do? What are the steps? What do we have to do? What do you need from me? Right, Jill?
Right.
So what is it? Like a 5, 6, 7 step, 3 step process? I know that you're so much closer to the front lines these days. What is it?
I know. Well, I mean, it's depending how you do it, there are steps. So it doesn't matter how you categorize them. But the first thing is, yes, you know, they like the price and the terms. You want to make sure. I was wondering. You're so silly. That's I could see your reflection over there. That's how I'm sorry. You can't sneak up on me. Okay. So are the price and terms acceptable to you? So that's number one. Great. You threw out an offer. You did it right. You're sending out 3,000, 5,000 offers or 1,500, whatever it is. You're sending out a large number at once. You're not going over every one and making sure that's the right thing.
There's a bunch of extremely non-gentleman-like things that I could do behind your back
You really could, and I wouldn't know until
you wouldn't. And then anyway, that would end the whole Periscope thing for us.
It might. We
just stay as a successful podcast.
Wait.
To keep the video out of it entirely.
Depending what you do, it might up the Periscope numbers.
No, I think that you just being in front of the camera, that's enough to get the numbers that we need.
No, I just repositioned the camera so I could see exactly what you're doing. So
I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
That's okay. Okay, so. Your seller is reaching back out to you. Now I gotta watch you though. I'll keep looking over my shoulder. Okay. So
I'll behave.
It's good. Yeah. So the seller called you back. And so you want to make sure the price and terms acceptable to you. Number one. Okay. So now we've done that. Step two. Well, let's confirm ownership. Let's make sure we have the right person. You know, is he really the owner of the property?
Yeah, this seems basic, but geez, just do it. And it's with the data and the tools that we provide in the Land Academy community, it doesn't take long. If you're talking to John Smith with 20 acres in Nevada, it's real easy to look it up with the tools that we have and say, yeah, well, this is John Smith. Or maybe it's Sally Smith owns it and John's the brother or something like that. So you just want to get to the bottom of that as fast as you can. It's I'm not trying to complicate it. You got to confirm it the same way a title agent does, and then you can send the stuff to the right person to close it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Jill.
Exactly. Okay. The next step is we've done that. We still like it. We like the terms. We've got the right person. Well, do we still want this property? That's part of
The technical term is due diligence.
Mm-hmm. You reached out to all the, maybe they're all the 5-acre, you know, owners in X County. Now you want to go look up this exact parcel and make sure, does it pass all your tests? Does it, like we say, does it have the four A's? So, yeah. Which are, and this is our thing. This is Steven's thing he came up with, and I love it. The four A's are access.
Can you get to it?
Acreage.
Larger is better.
Affordability.
Cheaper is better.
Attribute.
What's around it? The Grand Canyon? Is it on the water? Is it close to the water? Close to Las Vegas? Just outside of Los Angeles? Something that makes it slightly unique that you can describe about it. Mountain views? Something.
Exactly.
Great for snowmobiling? I don't know.
Exactly. So that's part of your due diligence here. You want to make sure you still want the property. It passes your tests. You know, we say when you're just starting out, you want to have three of the four A's at least, preferably all four. You know, if you really want to knock it out of the park and you know you're going to sell it quickly, fast, you want all four A's. And so that's making sure you want the property.
Well, here's what happens in the real world, and Jill's 100% right. You open up Google Earth, you find the property, and you take a look at it, and you decide from there. You can see access and the whole thing. I mean, that's not the only thing you do, but in about a minute or two, you're going to know whether or not you want to buy that property. Mm-hmm. You can find out all four A's.
Yeah.
To some degree, pretty serious degree of certainty in 30 to 60 seconds in Google Earth.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to slow this down, Jill. I'm just trying to summarize, make it easy.
Thank you. Okay. Can I go on to the next step?
Yes, please.
Okay. The next step is you need to generate it. Now you've done it. You've got the deal done. Okay. Now how do we physically close a deal? How are you going to do that? You need to generate a new deed, and you need to set up a notary to close a deal for you at your seller's place of convenience. It might be their home, it might be a coffee shop or whatever. So let me back up a little bit. How am I going to generate a new deed? What are you talking about? Okay.
You copy the old one.
Yeah, exactly. Part of your process, you want to ask that seller, hey, and they should have a copy of the vesting deed, is what it's called, the last recorded deed that shows them as the owner. You're going to request a copy of that deed, and they can just take a picture of it. They can scan it. They can fax it.
What if they don't have it?
What if they don't
look it up on RealQuest?
Well, I guess deal's off. Deal's off. Don't have it. Sorry, I can't do it.
It's too hard. I don't want to make $20,000 bucks on this.
No, yeah, sorry. It takes a teaspoonful of effort now. You can get a copy of that, and that's another show.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. But
all issues are solvable.
They are all solvable. But seriously. Yeah. But yeah, you're basically copying the new deed and putting them as the owner, and you know, you as you know the grantee now, and you're setting up a notary to do that, and you're sending the documents to the notary, cashier's check. We go into that more in other shows as well, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So
we cover all of this stuff. I mean, in a crazy amount of detail in our cash flow from land program,
yeah,
on other real detailed episodes of the podcast and successplant.com and on and on and on.
Exactly.
So
I'm gonna kind of paraphrase.
Details of this stuff are elsewhere.
Exactly. So yeah, basically you're setting it up and you're sending the documents. The bottom line is you're sending the documents and the payment with a notary to their front door to do it. And it doesn't matter where they are in the country, by the way. We happen to be in Redondo Beach right now. And we're actually negotiating a deal this week with a seller in, I think the property's in Colorado, which is funny. The seller could be, I don't even know where the seller is, as a matter of fact.
I don't know it either.
And we're doing it with one of our members who's in another state. So we got at least four states here that we're working with, and it doesn't matter, which is so great. You could be anywhere and do this. So next step, you've got all that done. The notary handles it. The deed is signed. They hand them the payment. The notary already had the envelope to get the deed back to you. What do you got to do? Record the deed with that county. The county that the property is located is you're recording that deed. Super easy to do. Anywhere from 13 to 20 bucks traditionally. And do you want to say the last step?
What is the last step?
Oh, the last step's the best. Sell it.
Oh yeah, that's so the seller doesn't know about that. But what you want to do is package it all up, make it look pretty.
Oh.
And sell it on the internet for a heck of a lot more than you paid.
Exactly.
We don't do a deal unless we double our money. Mm-hmm. Sometimes more often it's closer to 3 to 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy it properly.
If you buy it right.
So yeah.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the end of the series.
That's it.
8-part series.
Yeah.
We made it through.
Oh, that was long. Just kidding.
No, I don't think you're kidding.
That 8-part series felt like 12 parts underwater. That's a Steven.
I think the next series that we do might be 4 parts.
I think that's a good idea. Or maybe even 5 parts. Make it like a Monday through Friday thing.
Yep.
I kind of like that. 5's good. 8's long.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in property investment and in life. Jill, we did it. It's over.
Yep. Yay. That went well.
No, I think that everybody... So here's the thing.
Okay.
We horse around a lot on the show, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
But you got to learn some stuff, too.
You do.
You know, and this show, all kidding aside, needed to be 8 parts. There's 8 different types of... this didn't happen on accident. 8 different types of responses that you really get. 8 basic types of responses that you get from a seller
mm-hmm.
when you send them an offer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is true to buy if you're buying a skyscraper,
mm-hmm.
If you're buying a mobile home park
mm-hmm.
or a mobile home,
mm-hmm.
if you're buying an RV
mm-hmm.
or vacant land.
Exactly.
You know, if you're turning 20, 30, 500,000 bucks a month doing something, it's basically the same responses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a great place to learn all of that and how to do all. It's a great first step to learn how to do all that stuff.
Exactly.
And use the same tools that the pros use. Mm-hmm. We're the pros.
We're the pros. Thank you.
What are you doing? What are you doing tonight?
I am going to, I'm going to see one of my childhood girlfriends and have some dinner tonight.
That's great.
I'm really excited. I'm back here kind of home where I grew up in Southern California, and I get to go, every time we're here, I get to meet up with some old friends. So
who else is great about that is you're not making me go with you.
I am not making you go with me. Oh my gosh.
I really appreciate that.
Remember you just talked about, was it? The belt taught when a lot of talking is good and when a lot of talking is not good. This is one of those situations when we've been apart for so long that there is a lot of talking, and oh my gosh, you do not want to be there for any part of that.
Like, remember when we were 12 right. and, you know, yes.
Yeah, whatever happened to that guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, all those things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm, you know what, Steven, you know, I appreciate our relationship so much that I am not going to drag you there. I
can't even describe how jealous a lot of guys are right now who are listening to this.
Okay, yeah.
Because I get to do whatever I want tonight.
You do. You
don't want to be around for that either.
No, I don't want to be around for that. Everybody needs a break from each other, period. You know, and once a week's not bad. So, it's good.
On that note, let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.